Last week, we had Richard Smith on the show from the Salvation Army. He's the quarterback this year for the Kettle Campaign. And Rick is back. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us. You told us last week, Salvation Army here in Belleville had 33,000 letters on a desk at the Salvation Army Church due to the postal strike. Weren't, you know, able to get them out. And you were looking for volunteers to man the kettles at different stores. So where are we at this morning, sir?
Well, we're still in the same holding position on our mail campaign, but the kettles are out. I'd like to thank all the people that have volunteered. Volunteers definitely are the heartbeat of this campaign. On the mail thing, if you regularly give to the Salvation Army at Christmas time, you can still do so. Drop your check in the kettle. Drop your check at the church. Phone the church. You can use your credit card, whatever. You will receive a tax receipt for doing that. We still need some volunteers. We still have some empty spots, and that hurts. Right at the moment, Charm, we're probably a third of the way there.
The
we
goal,
have 13 days left, so we have a lot of work to do.
The goal was $365,000 this festive season, and I'm sure you would even, hell, I would even drive over and get a check if somebody wants to make a donation. Miriam will drive as well. We'll drive. We'll pick up the cash.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's for people that might want to volunteer, it's quite an experience. It's very moving, the stories you hear. I had a guy the other day, a full-grown man, who's been clean now for 15 years. He was a cocaine addict, and he went through the Salvation Army recovery program in Kingston. And he says he donates every year, and he's still clean. He's doing really well. But it just kind of brings a tear to your eye when you hear these stories. And everybody has a Salvation Army story somewhere in their family. We've been around for 100 years. And the main thing, like, we feed people. That's why this is so important.
1,200, you told us last week. 1,200 meals per week in Belleville.
That's right.
Well,
and you know, also it is very easy to donate. I was out and about around the town on the weekend, and I saw one of the volunteers with the Christmas kettle.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give a donation. I didn't have any coins, and they said doesn't matter because I didn't have any cash on me. They got the card reader, and then you could just make a donation through that.
Yeah, debit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The tap machines are out there. They're at all the kettles. If the kettle's not manned, the tap machine's still working. I change the batteries every day.
So there's no excuse not to get it.
There's no excuse.
You know, I was at Freshco last week getting some groceries, and I was coming out, and there was your wife, Beth. She was working the kettle, and I first thing I thought of was, I don't have any money on me. And then they have the three options that you can make a donation to the Salvation Army, and I did it that way. And it was nice to see your wife, Beth, and it must make her feel good when she's out volunteering.
It does. It does. She's helping a lot. And as I said, all the volunteers have been great. Just would be nice to have a few more.
All right, Richard, where can people track you down if they want to volunteer and work with the kettle? How can they track you down?
You can get a hold of me at the Salvation Army Church on Bridge Street West. You can go on the computer, and we have Belleville Salvation Army kettle sign up. You can do that, or on there you will find a cell phone number for me, and you can definitely call me.
All right, Richard Smith, thank you. Good luck the last couple of weeks. We'll get you back on before we put a wrap on it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.